It's a new year, 2025, and you're probably thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How can I make this the best year ever? How am I going to build something for myself? I'm dying to be my own boss or see if I can turn this business idea I've been kicking around into a reality. But I don't know how to make that happen. Shopify is the key, and let me tell you how. The best time to start your new business is right now. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates. No coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. Shopify makes it easy to manage your growing business. They help with details like shipping, taxes, and payments from one single dashboard, allowing you to focus on the important stuff, like growing your business. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Established in 2025. Has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/redcircle.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. So you have that. And then, of course, Jared Goff, who is probably the least intimidating-looking NFL player that has ever played with his fucking spaghetti legs. And as you said, he looks... You even said he was retarded.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm glad I said it, dude, because a lot of good shit has happened since that moment. I feel good about it.
Yeah, we were hating them because they started out year number two under Dan Campbell like 1-6 or 0-6 or some shit. And goddamn, yeah, it was 1-6, and then they went crazy, and they've been great ever since.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, the way we finished out 22 on through now is that a dominant run, really. I mean, to go, we finished that year. Well, okay, we went 9-8 that year after 1-6, so we won a bunch of games. Yeah, then to 12-5, then to 15-2. That's fucking crazy, dude.
In that amount of time, they are 34-14.
Yeah, dude. Hell yeah, I like that, dude.
I think so. 27 plus 8 is what? No, it's 35. 35-14. Easy math. I had a dream about you last night.
Yeah. Tell me about you. Texted me that. Yeah, tell me about it, Doug.
I'm hoping that if, when I say the details, you're going to be like, holy shit, you won't believe what just happened. And it's like the same thing. You called me and you informed me that you garbage picked out of a dumpster, which is what you do at your business. You've got three treadmills for me, and you brought three treadmills over to the fucking house, and not one of them was worth a shit. Diana was so excited to get a treadmill, and they were all just piles of shit. I was like, fucking Kyle, fuck that guy.
Oh man, that's awesome, dude. Like, what was my demeanor as I was giving you these piles of shit, dude?
Oh, it's the same demeanor as it is right now. It's like, here you go. And, you know, way cool. And then I'm like, all right. And then you like took off and left me. And it was just, everything was falling off of these fucking things.
Yeah, my dream self is sorry, dude.
Have you ever found money?
Dude, no. We were just talking about this yesterday because we were doing a junk removal at an apartment complex. And I'm like, it was just nasty. And like the people to me, it looks like they left all of their belongings. I'm not really sure what was going on, but I'm like, yeah, why can't these fuckers ever, like, accidentally, like, overlook, like, a bag of money or, like, a purse that had some money in it? Like, these fuckers, because whenever I find stuff that looks like it could contain things, I'm always looking through to see what's in there. But it's nothing, dude. It's never any fucking money, dude.
If it was a sack of money that equaled $100,000, would you bring it back or would you keep that shit?
Oh, I keep it, dude. Once we're fucking taking that shit, dude, it's ours, dude.
That's awesome. I love it. Outstanding. Okay, since I last spoke with you, is there anything going on in your world you want to share with us?
Yeah, well, Dan, I'll tell you exactly about how we watched the Lions game. So have you heard of this new place downtown? It's called Gimme's Par and Grill.
I haven't, but that sounds like a fun place.
Yeah, so they have golfing simulators, right? So it's like a bar/grill/ you already have a golfing simulator. So we got my Blues dad a gift card for Christmas. So he was like, yeah, dude, I want to watch a Lions game there. So we got a bunch of dudes around and went and watched it and just fucking cracking golf balls, dude, fucking eating bomb-ass burgers, dude. It was a good-ass time, dude. That partially could explain why the Lions did so good, dude, because I was having a good energy, dude. We're just flying high, having a good time, dude.
Excellent. It sounds like you did. I'm glad you got to go out there.
Yeah.
All right. Weekend, are you doing anything? What's happening? Talk to me.
Usually the Lions don't make the playoffs, and when they do make the playoffs, they're usually playing the wild card game. So I don't know what to do with myself this weekend, dude. I'm just going to be like, that meme when they did the show about, like, Narcos. That's what it was, Narcos. Like, when that meme where he's just kind of standing around waiting for stuff to happen. That's going to be me, dude. I'm just going to be walking around my house just looking around, dude.
There's something to be said about that. Not having anything to do goes a long way, in my opinion.
Oh, I love it, dude. I like just being at rest. You know what I mean? Just sitting around and just relaxing. I love it, dude.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, usually when you step out into the fucking world, you just got to do tasks for, like, the whole time you're out in the world. So I like not doing tasks.
One more thing about the Lions. This could be the end of the line. And what I mean by that is, I was just talking with the audience about this. They're on the verge of losing not only Aaron Glenn and Ben Johnson, but Chris Spielman as well. He's being interviewed to possibly be the general manager of the New York Jets.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Yeah, this could all be weird. I don't know for sure. I mean, Brad Holmes seems to have his shit together, and so does Campbell, so they can bring in new people. But that's a lot to lose.
It is, yeah. And, you know, and the crazy part is, like, I remember, like, when they first hired those two as, like, you know, I'm like, all right, Aaron Glenn. I know Aaron Glenn because I started watching football in the 90s. So I know who he is, you know. And Ben Johnson, none of us really knew anything about him. But I just, yeah, like, and I remember that first season, Aaron Glenn's defense was terrible because nobody knew what he was trying to do. And we had the wrong players and stuff. And I remember back then being like, man, we got to get rid of these fucking guys. But now I'm like, no, I want to keep these guys forever,
right,
dude. I want 68-year-old Aaron Glenn to be fucking coaching our defense in 2035 or whenever he'll be 68.
You know, if I'm the Lions, just pay those fucking guys. Pay them what they'd make to be head coaches.
I know, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, the owners are the fucking Fords, so, like, we know they got the cash. Like, do the stuff. Yeah. I'm all on board, dude. I'm all on board.
And there's no salary cap for the goddamn coaches. Like, if Aaron Glenn says, well, the New Orleans Saints are offering to make me the highest paid coach in the league, just say, well, we'll give you that plus $1.
Yeah, hell yeah. Just stay alive. I'm on board, Alexander. And I think we probably need to start a campaign for this. I think we need to start some sort of online campaign where we fucking push this, dude.
And the fans are crazed. So if you raise the ticket prices to $50,000 a ticket, they're going to do it. They're going to pay for it, okay? So, what the fuck? I mean, to me, it makes sense.
Yeah. No, I'm all on board, dude, because, yeah, I mean, they raised their ticket prices shitloads this year, so even I was like, I'm not paying a ticket price for that. You know what I mean? So if people are going to go to the games, you know, maybe it'll just be richer people. But, yeah, fucking get the money from the rich people and give it to fucking Ben Johnson and Eric Glenn, dude.
I saw a story about, speaking of ticket prices, about this Red Wings season ticket prices for the shittiest seats that you can buy at Little Caesars Arena for a season. It's $4,800 for a pair of tickets. I don't know if that's one or two. It might just be one ticket. Like, if you were to get a season ticket, it cost you $4,800 for 41 home games. They're raising the ticket prices up to $18,000 for the same tickets.
Holy shit, dude.
I don't know how much of a percentage increase that is, but I think it's like in the 90s.
That's fucking... You're saying the Red Wings did that.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Next year it'll be $18,000. Yeah. Holy no fucking way.
Who the fuck is going to pay that? I would never dream of doing that. Ever. Ever.
I know, dude. Like, I mean, think about it, dude. You could, for like way less money, you could just go down to Rosa Park Circle, get all drunk, and start pushing people around
right
out there, dude.
I don't give a shit if the hockey team is the ghost of Gordie Howe and Ted Lindsay and Baby Jesus as the forwards. I'm not going to pay that for the fucking ticket.
Yeah, you know, maybe if the Baby Jesus was the goalie, but not if he's the forward.
Aram says, isn't that almost a 400% increase? Probably. My math is fuzzy.
Yeah, dude, that is. That's a big fucking... And, granted, I'm not a hockey guy, but, you know, to me, the only benefit of hockey is watching them fuck each other up. So, like, yeah, you wouldn't... $18,000, I mean, some people don't even make that in a year. I mean, granted, they're
no,
a little wild.
That's ridiculous.
People, but damn, dude.
Hey, all right. Have a good one. I appreciate you. Tell everybody I said hi.
All right. Love you guys. Deucey.
That's Kyle from a company that used to advertise on this show. If you want a dumpster, don't call him. Cole says, not a hockey guy. Hang up on him. I love the story of Alex Ovechkin trying to break Wayne Gretzky's career goal scoring mark. And despite breaking his leg, he's back on the ice. I mean, it's not broke now. Of course, Ovechkin did it in many, 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 many more games than what Gretzky did it. So I don't think it's that big of a deal. It's the points record that will never fall. Confirmed, I will be at Bosco's Pub today. So come see me. I know this is last minute, but get out there and hang out. I'll make you some food. My nephew will not be there. He did his first day yesterday. I hope he did okay. I talked to my brother, World Book Jim, about this yesterday. And he's excited as hell because he's like a, I guess you would say Generation Alpha. And Generation Alpha, I guess it's been hard to get these people to work. And I think that's because we suck as parents. You know, I started earning fucking money at age 11. Like a regular paycheck each week. And it was only about $35 a week. But it was from the fucking paper route. And so they deliver the fucking newspapers, Macomb Daily, on the porch every day. You deliver them. And then at the end of the week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, you go collect for the paper. You knock on the door, $1.25. For the week, for all those papers. And the people say, yeah, come back later. It's like, fuck. So my dad said, well, then don't deliver their paper until they pay. So they paid. And then once you pay the paper bill, like let's say it's $70 for a week's worth of papers, everything you collect in addition to that is yours. So I've got a fucking healthy amount of cash, and I'm spending it as fast as I can make it. Okay? It was fucking great. Young people now, not all the time, but I don't know why we didn't do this, but we should have made it a point to say, yeah, go get a job. I remember when Jim had a paper route, and he had it for one day, and it was so awful that we both quit. I had to help him do it. That was the one when I was throwing the fucking papers out the window, driving the car, and the people getting the newspaper complained about it. It was terrible. So now young people are getting their first jobs like when they're in college. And they don't know what to do with themselves. So my brother's like, yeah, he fucking needs a job. I go, well, just tell him to go get one. There are jobs everywhere. And I don't know what was the short circuit, but we sit down to eat at Bosco's. It's me, World Book Jim, Zach, and Dougie comes up. And fucking, hey, you hiring? Yeah, all right. So then these guys hit it off. Next thing you know, Zachary's working there. Patrick says, you did the job better than him. I remember that story. One of the best moments is that voicemail from the Thrifty Nickel where that lady said that people were complaining of some guy throwing newspapers out of the window of a car, which is totally unacceptable. That absolutely happened. And in that message that she left, which I then played on the radio the next day, she said, because I had told the story on the air. And so how this lady who's in charge of the Thrifty Nickel, how it went in her world is she's getting complaints. And then she hears from other people she knows that some guy on the radio was telling a story. So in her head, she even said in the message, so I did the math and I figured 2 and 2 makes 4, that you're the guy on the radio. And you cannot just throw them out the window. She's bitching at me. I'm like, oh, fuck, busted. Great. Chris in Buffalo, who is a turd herder. Chris is the guy who cleans all of your flushable wipes out of the sewer. We talked about this in the U.S. Your sewer system, when you flush your flushable wipes, which you are not supposed to, but we do anyway, because it's Chris's problem, not ours. They go down the drain, no matter where you are in the U.S., and travel the length of the country and wind up in Buffalo, New York. And then Chris has to clean them out. And he should, because that's his job. He writes, we had a kid start and say, quote, you have the best of both worlds. I'm fresh out of school, fully trained and young. I said, you don't know shit yet. Real world experience is key. Chris says every poop comes to the big sister water treatment plant. Exactly. Adam says, can we do an interview with Chris and go through a detailed day in the life? I would love that. That's a terrific idea. I have often said that no matter who you are talking to, whether they're known around the world or it's Joe Schmo, they're interesting. It's up to the person doing the interviewing to make it interesting. So the idea would be randos or podcast listeners, find out what they do and interview the shit out of them about what they do, and they're the star. They're a goddamn celebrity in their field for a period of time on this podcast. There you go. It's brilliant. Chris says, just like Kyle there from a company that used to be mentioned on this show, we all didn't like him before. Well, there's a million interesting things you can ask about anybody's job, no matter what it is. The key is if you have someone as brilliant as me interviewing them to ask the right questions. That's the only thing that matters. Bob says, hold on, let me write down show idea. If I'm writing it down and talking about it here, it never happens, but just in case, I've got it here. Thank you for the idea. It's a good idea. Aram says, I could still take or leave that call with Kyle. Yeah, not everybody's a fan. Not everybody's a fan. But you said take or leave, so that means 50-50, right? Or do you mean you'd rather just leave it? Say, I love Kyle. I think he's great. He says, I'm being nice. Well, since when? Why in the world would you start now being nice? You're easily one of the rudest people that has ever walked God's green earth. We know this. Everybody knows this about you. You're a wolf in sheep's clothing, and that's why we love you. Don't be nice. Just say, he sucks, I hate him, fuck that guy, you know, or whatever it is that you normally say to me. Lorraine says, I love Kyle. I think a lot of people love Kyle. You watch your tongue there, Aram. All right. As always, this show is driven by sponsors. Werner Roofing put a roof on my house, and they can put a roof on your house. Werner Roofing.com. They also do siding, gutters, metal roofs. Werner Roofing.com. Outstanding. They'll get it all done in one day. No big deal. You won't even know that they were there. The very, very small amount of evidence that they were even on the premises is remarkable. Going around the house with these gigantic magnets, pulling up all the nails that fell off of the roof when they were removing the old one. And they are very, very efficient and fast. Reach out to them at WernerRoofing.com and leave your name on their little, hey, I'm inquiring form. There's a spot where it says, where did you hear about us? Make sure you mention you heard it. You heard about them on the Eric Zane Show podcast. They will call you by the end of the day and get started on getting you into a brand new roof. They have a fantastic financing option because roofs are pretty expensive. And they make that very, very simple. It's just a short phone call. Then you get approved and then you pay for your roof every month. And that's it. The roof here on our house, it set me back north of about 25. I end up paying a bill of about $320 a month. No big deal. Werner Roofing. Werner Roofing.com. Joe Martinez from A&E Heating and Cooling, 616-516-8579. If there's anything wrong at all with your furnace during these cold months in and around West Michigan, or perhaps when it warms up, your AC needs a repair, or you need a brand new AC or furnace unit, get it done. A&E Heating and Cooling, 616-516-8579. You might need that phone number for an after-hours service call, too. If that happens, that's unfortunate, but they will get your heat back on and as quickly as possible.
It's a new year, 2025, and you're probably thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How can I make this the best year ever? How am I going to build something for myself? I'm dying to be my own boss or see if I can turn this business idea I've been kicking around into a reality. But I don't know how to make that happen. Shopify is the key, and let me tell you how. The best time to start your new business is right now. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates. No coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. Shopify makes it easy to manage your growing business. They help with details like shipping, taxes, and payments from one single dashboard, allowing you to focus on the important stuff, like growing your business. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Established in 2025. Has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/redcircle.
Taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service, real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Aram says, I really like the guy. I just don't care about the conversations. You see, that's fickle. That's fickle. Because we're talking about the same type of stuff we talk about on the show. Might talk about the Lions, which everybody seems to love. Everybody loves the Lions. It might be something from his life. Might be something that happens to him at work. I think you're just being a ball buster. I think that that's just you. You know, you are a fickle kitty cat is what you are. There you go. He says, there are a lot of things I don't like, though. You are a cat. Aram the cat. Now they're all coming out of the woodwork. David says, I could take or leave him as well. Come on, guys. All right. We were talking a little bit back about finding shit in a dumpster. Nick at the arena with a great haircut writes, during COVID, I had to do a few hoarder apartment toss-outs. I found a few bucks. Hardest part was keeping the other vultures out of the junk pile. God, that sounds horrible. Cleaning a hoarder's house. Okay, even more. Stevie now, same thing. I don't like the way he talks. It bothers me. We have three people who hate him. Apparently, Aram, David, and Stevie. Full disclosure, if you hate Kyle, you need to voice that opinion. Because I listen to those opinions. I mean, if everybody hates the fucking guy, I'm just going to fucking fire him. I mean, I don't pay him. Stevie says, I never said I hated him. You know what I mean. Let's just make it easy. You hate him. Either you love him or you hate him. It can only be one or the other. Nick indicates on his hoarding adventure, it was a one-bedroom apartment, and we filled two 30-yard dumpsters. Oh, God, it sounds terrible. Okay. There is a massive wildfire. I don't know how bad it is now. It may have calmed down. I talked to Christian yesterday in Los Angeles. He lives in Burbank. And where he's at, he was able to say that things have started to calm down a little bit. I was going to show a video, but I got distracted of this. Look at this video of them removing this earwax. That is hideous. God damn.
Get it in your other ear. Let's do it. Here we go. We got the earwax removal tool with the camera on the end of it so we can see what is inside of my ear.
And okay, so look at that. you stick that thing into your ear and it's showing up on your cell phone, all of the earwax.
There it is. That's all earwax build up. Okay, there's a little bit of gunk in there. So we just kind of scoop away at it. Oh, that actually feels so good. See if I can get this one out.
No way.
Oh. If you want one of these, I got mine on TikTok. I paid around $20 for it.
There's no way that
got
it.
So you can get this out.
Look at this
meat.
There it
is.
Look at that.
So gross.
That did not come out of that guy's ear. Fuck me. That cannot be real. So bad. California, high wind, fire. Look at that. At the McDonald's. Those palm trees just burning, high wind. All this spark. No specs. Man, it's remarkable to me that, you know, so many people live there and they feel so good about their choice. It's like that in so many different parts of the country. I don't give a shit how many days of sunshine you get. It's not worth it in any of these places where these extreme things can happen, whether it be fire, drought, earthquakes once in a while. I don't so much mind that, but any of those areas of Tornado Alley and the spots where all the hurricanes hit, why? And then the trade-off is great weather, right? I guess. At least California, you get that like most of the year. Those wonderful places like San Diego and parts of Los Angeles, closer to the water. Because a good portion of the country, in the summer, it's just unbearable. The Southeast in the summer is impossible. The Southwest is impossible. Same thing with the northern climates. Tofus says the mayor of Los Angeles cut funding for the fire department by $17 million. Oh, get the hell out of here. Of all the things that in Los Angeles you don't want to cut, it can't be funding for the fucking fire department. My God. Rebecca says he gave it to the LAPD. Bob says one good thing about the California fires is we'll probably get new videos of the airplane firefighters. Those are nuts. All right. Meanwhile, a couple other clips that I want to get to. This one comes to us from, of all things, a college basketball player for Stanford University. I think he is a foreign-born player named Maxime Reynaud. If I would guess, it would be French. He's being interviewed by the studio network, studio host, and he's got like the headsets on after a great game for Stanford. And then something happens where a kid behind him is like dancing, and then the basketball player waves the kid in, and the basketball player interviews the kid. This has got a high charm factor going on. Let's check it out.
Top 25, and you are on that list. Before we continue with this interview, I need you to turn around your left shoulder. There's
the
a kid
like,
dancing, cooking in the pot. I need you to look at him. Look, now he's going to run away. Yeah, he does.
He's doing amazing. He's doing amazing. Come here. Come see the TV. Come around.
Kid's a big stand.
Yeah, he's coming.
Yeah, you know, this is what it's all about. The fans coming out to watch you play.
Yeah.
There in that arena. And look, you're going to make this kid's day. See if he can talk into the microphone. Ask him what is.
The kid just jumps right up there. Look at him. He looks right at the camera. He's not scared. If a kid does this, I mean, I'm shocked. Because most young kids, I mean, the retardation is just coursing through their veins. But this kid's got the nerve to come up there and say, hell yeah, I'm going to get on camera and I'm going to have a great time with my favorite basketball player here.
His name is, tell him to lean into the mic, get his name at least.
Hey, what's your name? What's your name?
I'm Isaac.
What do you think of the game today?
It was great. You did awesome.
You see, I love this kid.
I did awesome. What about the team, though? What about the team?
The team did very well. They played together very well.
Yeah, that's awesome. Are you going to be a big supporter this year?
Yes.
I love it. Thank you so much.
There it is.
Perfect.
What a moment.
Shout out to Isaac and Maxime, who are both about to
take.
That
kid was great, and he also said very well. Most kids and most adults would just say, you did good. You did good. Yeah, you're good. You played very well, he says. I love that kid. He's a fucking brain. I think that kid's got the whole package, you know? He's a little bit of swagger, brains, charm. One day he's going to grow up and lay so much pipe. That was cool. I like that. You want that out of your young people. These are the future leaders of all of us, frankly. They're going to take care of us one day. We need young people to take care of us. Tofa says that's what happens when you have a good upbringing. Exactly. Speaking of which, here's another outstanding video. Same thing. Reporter interviewing Detroit Lions linebacker. I think this is one of the grocery bagger players. Al-Qadeen Muhammad. And his son on NFL Live. This is how it worked out.
Time for one more thing before we go. Check out this moment from Lions linebacker Al-Qadeen Muhammad and his son after clinching the top seed.
What impresses you most about what your dad has done this season?
Man, I'm just happy. I'm just happy that he's a dog, man. Go out every day, do what he do. We pray at night, man. I love this guy. I love him. It's my dad. We going big.
That's fucking great. That's incredible charisma for a young person to have. I am so stoked for these little fuckers.
What impresses you most about what your dad has done this season?
Man, I'm just happy. I'm just happy that he's a dog, man. Go out every day, do what he do. We pray at night, man. I love this guy. I love him. It's my dad. We going big.
I was going to say, we're going big.
Big.
Put him on defense.
I went to high school with the son.
Oh, my goodness. Time for one more thing.
What does he say? I went to high school with his son? What the fuck is he talking about? All right. I just thought that was great. Just wanted to share that. Who sent me that along? I think that was Chris. Chris always sends cool stuff on the X platform. I appreciate that. If you ever find anything interesting to talk about on the show, you think I could talk about on the show, by all means, just send it along. I may or I may not. Let's see. Rebecca said, Dad had a beautiful smile. The football player, I guess. Tofus says, my mom told me that she should have aborted all of us. Paul says, Al-Qadeen Muhammad's son is 5 years younger than him. Yeah, I don't know the age of Al-Qadeen Muhammad. But you're right. He couldn't have been more than, 25? And that kid looked like he was 15. Interesting. Jimmy Carter is being honored at a funeral in D.C. right now before he's buried in Georgia. Now, the President's Club is there for it, okay? It began at around 9 a.m., the departure ceremony for Jimmy Carter, with the official state funeral started at 10 a.m.
Of sheer faith.
Biden speaking right now.
To do the work, to be the country we say we are, mm-hmm. to be the country we say we want to be, okay. A nation. We all are created equal in the image of God. and deserve to be treated equally throughout our lives. We've never fully lived up to that idea of
America. There's Bill and Hillary.
America. We've never walked away from it either because of patriots
just want to see
like
Trump.
Jimmy Carter.
That's all I care about. I just want to see Trump. I want him seated next to, like, Kamala Harris.
Throughout his life, he showed us what it means to be a practitioner of good works and a good and faithful servant of God and of the people.
Well, he was a... Okay. It's a horrible president.
And today...
They need to be honest in these things.
He was from a bygone era.
He was terrible.
But in reality, he saw well into the future. A white Southern Baptist who led on civil rights. A decorated Navy veteran who brokered peace. A brilliant nuclear engineer who led on nuclear nonproliferation. A hardworking farmer who championed conservation and clean energy.
Yeah, I want to see Trump rolling his eyes. That's all I'm interested in. I just want to see him going, oh, whatever. Rebecca says at least he wasn't like Trump. He was a true Christian. That's right. Trump has, he like hijacked religion. He's so lucky that he was successful in that. He wouldn't have won the election had he not hijacked Christianity. You know. Aram says, I think everybody's life is important. Well, that is very, very sweet of you. All right. Speaking of important, if you need health insurance, call Frank Fuss. He's outstanding. Go to buyinsurancehere.com. He can help you with healthcare.gov because that's sometimes tricky. You don't want to do the wrong choice when you're checking all the boxes to get your health care policy. If you are in between jobs, your boss does not offer insurance, or you are self-employed. Those are the people that take advantage of healthcare.gov. Also, this is something that's relatively recent. If your employer offers you insurance, you can avoid the family plan, because sometimes when your boss offers you insurance, you don't have all the right choices. It's kind of limited. Your spouse can take advantage of a different policy at healthcare.gov. That gives you much more flexibility because you're choosing from literally hundreds of different policies at your fingertips, because there are tons of insurance companies vying for your business. So don't let that slide. You definitely do want to be covered in the event of anything catastrophic. You know, it all depends on what type of insurance that you actually want to pay for. You pay a little more, you're covered a little more. You want a small deductible, you pay for it. You want a large deductible, you won't pay that much. All of these options are there for you, but don't do it alone. Don't find out about this alone. Reach out to Frank Fuss at buyinsurancehere.com. He'll help you every step of the way, and as always, his services are free. Tag CPA, Troy Ginzer, hands in website. That's right. That's how they do it at Tag Accounting. Call or, well, not text, but call 616-301-9516 and get started today. Get on their radar. There's the hands in. You see them. Payroll, accounting and tax services, personal tax returns, business taxes. They do it all, and they can help you no matter what state you are in. This is a pretty easy thing, and it's so much better than doing it on your own. You're leaving money on the table if you go anywhere else or if you try to do it alone. Don't do that. Reach out to Tag CPA and get started on getting your return professionally taken care of. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm lean as usual, or at least I have been for the past few days. I apologize for that. Let's see. Checking my other sources, see if there's anything that I can play for you. I don't think so. Okay. All right. No, I'm done. All we have is the asshole of the day. Do you have any nominations? I mean, yesterday it was Sexy Swanson. Did our pal Freebeer reference the asshole of the day? Who knows? I guess we'll never know because God knows he would never have the nerve to actually talk like a human being about how much he despises what I do and what happens on the show. Or maybe he just doesn't care. I have no idea. We'll never know. We'll never know. The only person on that show who says anything pertinent is Kelly. Sexy Swanson was the asshole of the day yesterday for his stupid, self-indulgent thirst trap. Do any of you have any nominations for the asshole of the day? Let's see. Aram says, Sexy Swanson is everything Eric Zane aspires to be but cannot. Now, that's the Aram that I love. That is the Aram that we all expect. Mean as a goddamn rattlesnake. Now, that doesn't surprise me. Let's see. We've got two nominations for this. And I think it works. I mean, goddamn. The Kyle haters are the assholes of the day. The tribe has spoken. Brought to you by TC Paintball. Thank you to Rick over at TC Paintball, where you can see a puppy fly off the roof. Thank you so much. Outstanding. Appreciate you. Folks, till next time, I would just say that I'm so thankful for you being part of the show and paying attention to it for any amount of time. As always, you are awesome. That is it. Have a good one. I'll talk to you next time. And come see me. Come get a hamburger and fries. I will make you food tonight at Bosco's. Okay? Have a good one. Till next time. Bye-bye.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.